Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. This is the first podcast in our Integration Heart of the Digital Economy podcast series, where we will learn more about how organizations use integration technologies to integrate data and applications to compete in the data-driven digital economy. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Principal Product Marketing Director at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Madhu Nair, Principal Product Marketing Director at Oracle. Welcome, Madhu. So companies today are increasingly adopting digital transformation strategies. What exactly does this mean? What are the components of a modern application, and what data infrastructure is needed to compete in a data-driven digital economy?
Thanks a lot, Kelsey. So firstly, let me just say that this is my second time here at the Podcast Cafe, and as always, it's always great to be here. So yeah, your companies are adopting digital transformation strategies. What does that mean? I think that statement means different things to different people, but it usually has one commonality, and that is change. So companies are either looking to change or are being forced to change, and the change is generally to modernize their businesses. What does that mean? It means more and more options are available today to reduce costs, to drastically improve response times, to easily adopt the latest technological advancements, all of which forces the companies to reimagine the way that they do business. So these business transformations are premised or even sometimes caused because of the technology advancements. So for example, let's say cloud. Cloud is a big topic and a strategic initiative for most companies. So when you have the best cloud options available to run your infrastructure, to host your solutions, your platforms, why would you not take advantage of it, right? So add to that it all comes with a host of attractive options like AI, artificial intelligence, or machine learning, and natural language processing, and it becomes a no-brainer. So you adopt it, and in adopting these and to adopt it, you have to transform your existing business model, the technologies that your business is run on, and seamlessly pivot to a new digital focus. Now, ideally, this involves ensuring your data, your applications, they all adopt, they all morph into a modern version of their previous selves. So for this podcast, I think we'll concentrate on the critical elements of application integration. We'll talk about process automation, data integration, which are all the crucial elements in the larger digital transformation process. But that would ideally be what digital transformation means in the context of data, process, and application integration. For this particular chat that we're going to have.
So yeah, I think that change is definitely something that can be hard for organizations to embrace, but it does seem that it's a necessity in order to modernize business and get on that path to digital transformation. So we hear a lot about application programming interfaces or APIs. How do they help companies integrate applications for the digital world?
That's a good question. So APIs, or as you said, application programming interfaces, now they are software intermediaries that allows applications to talk to each other. And it's not so far removed from our daily world. So for example, each time you use an app, let's say Facebook, or you use an instant message, or you check the weather on your phone, you're basically using an app. So, and apps talk to each other using an API. So it allows two pieces of software to communicate with each other. Now, applications have been around for some time, and applications have been integrated where they've been able to share data too. So it's not new. The concept is not new, but in the new digital world, these applications have multiplied. So in fact, it's becoming easier and easier to deploy applications in the cloud, especially if you're looking at, bundling them, containerizing them. And as a result of which, what's happening is there's so many applications, there's a profundity of applications that companies are tempted to adopt or to work with. So there's absolutely no working around it. You cannot say, I'm not going to use an app anymore. And what APIs do is open up these applications. They allow a seamless way to enable conversations between these applications. And that's one way of improving efficiencies of sharing data between your applications. But it's not just that, right? You can take it one step further. If you have an application, you can actually expose the application through an API to the outside world. So third-party users, somebody who's not in your company, they can come, they can connect to it, and if they're really creative, they can even monetize it. And that way, you as a company can exert control and yet transparently open up parts of your system with great security. And today, what's happening is APIs have marketplaces that have their own out-of-the-box API menus where you can go in, you can choose pre-built APIs, and then you can snap them onto your applications, and then they start talking. It's as simple as that. Now, imagine how this has changed from application integration in today's world. There's a big difference between a company that builds a custom application like we used to do before versus one that has adopted an API management solution, which is rich, which has a very agile way of functioning. So it's magnitudes more efficient, less painful, less risky. Not to mention that, you know, if you have a good solution, API management solution, you have tremendous agility over your competitors who haven't digitized their application layer at all.
You know, I don't think people really realize how often they are using APIs in their day-to-day personal lives or even in their business lives as well. Pretty neat what APIs can do. So we've talked about APIs and application integration, but what role does data integration play in this and why is it important?
Yes. I mean, you're right. Most people don't understand or don't realize how much of APIs they use in their everyday life. It's really a lot. Now, coming back to data integration, now, as we spoke earlier, Kelsey, so digital transformation is premised on a couple of crucial advancements. I think one is technological, and the other is data availability and the amount of data that's being generated. And companies are transforming digitally also to be able to take advantage of all the data that's being generated. Digital transformation today probably entails, you know, adopting the cloud for a better platform, for better infrastructure, for less operating costs. It could mean better analytics, for better decision making. So more AI, more ML provides companies sophisticated deep learning about their businesses, about their customers. And the crux of all this is data. You need to be able to move data. You need to be able to have it in real time. You need to have enriched data. You need to have security in data so that you don't, you know, blow it up and expose valuable data to risks. And you need to be able to govern it so that you can trust the data. Now, in fact, depending on where you are in your maturity curve, as far as data is concerned, you would have various needs from data integration. You might want to move data in bulk. You might want to store it in very large data stores called data lakes. You might want to move data in real time, take actions when the data is being streamed, you know, and that really helps making really extremely timely decision making. You would also want to do a lot of deep mining, deep learning. In all these cases, you know, you might want to have to do a lot of very intensive, iterative data operations. And you definitely want to govern the quality of your data, right? So nobody wants data that is unverified. If the data is unexplainable or untrustworthy, I think, you know, nobody wants that kind of a situation. The way that I generally think about this is data is the high-octane fuel that powers the shiny business. So data integration is basically what ensures that availability and quality of the fuel that powers businesses. Because, you know, ultimately it all finally rests on data, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And it sounds like data is at the heart of the digital business. But can the combination of AI, ML, and integration make applications smarter and prepare so that it is data fit for use?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. So integration is crucial for any business transformation. It's both a matter of scale, it's a matter of quality also, right? So as more and more applications are being created for every possible need, it would take an exponential amount of time of manpower to create, to update, and maintain integration between them. So not to mention you have to properly orchestrate these processes to make them run efficiently. And similarly for data, right? So data is so voluminous, it's complex, it's messy, that, you know, if companies decide to tackle data by themselves, instead of extracting value and improving their business, what would actually happen is, you know, it would have the exact opposite effect. It would probably consume most of their resources, it would add risks, and it would bog them down. So integration solutions with intelligence, like you were asking, AI, ML, those features and those solutions take care of these problems. So for example, if in an application integration solution, suppose you have a feature that would automatically detect, it suggest and map columns, that would greatly simplify the life if you're an applications IT specialist. What would have taken hours or days to be solved now can be done with a couple of clicks. Similarly, imagine, so you have hundreds of data sets, right, with data in all forms in different places under different names. And as a human, there's only so much you can eyeball, right? You can consume and you can pattern match. Now, I'm not eliminating the role of a human, but in this particular case, if a machine curates data, it profiles data, if it can match data and surface up really valuable recommendations, that scalability will be what sets apart, you know, a data-conscious enterprise, you know, from someone who's data-blind. So there are so many features that would make applications smarter and data that's fit for use. And the more you automate your processes, your applications, your data, the better you're positioning yourself, the core of your business, to adopt flexible business practices.
So, Madhu, we've talked a lot about data and digital technologies, but the Internet of Things is also maturing as a viable technology. What role does integration play in IoT, and can it make data infrastructure smarter?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So the Internet of Things is probably the best example of how a digital modern integration platform can help you, you know, be ready and in a position to solve cutting-edge use cases, you know, as and when they evolve, and deliver value where traditionally businesses have only seen risk or business as usual processes. Now, you know, with data that's streaming everywhere, every device, every human is leaving a digital footprint. Integration has started gaining more and more value in such a world. So for instance, you know, wherever data is being generated, it's now an opportunity to add value or reduce risk. It's as simple as that. So be it preventive maintenance, right, where you're looking for abnormal heartbeats in machines, or be it like proactive fraud alerts, where you're analyzing data streams for activity patterns that are not very typical of the user. You know, not only does integration make your data infrastructure smarter, as you asked, but if you have well-integrated data, it actually makes your infrastructure itself very smart. And this actually brings the question of, you know, what triggers digital transformation? Who owns it, right? Because you can approach it from many, many different ways. And digital transformation, like any strategic initiative in a company, it can origin in the business. It can start up in the application side. It can start up in the IT side, the data. So, you know, it can have many different points of origin, but what cannot be avoided is that both IT and business need to work together to get a good digital transformation successful.
Well, Madhu, before we close, do you have a personal example around digital experience and AI that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So I think the way that digital transformation AI plays in my life, you can view it two ways, right? Two different ways. One is, how much has digital transformation changed my actual behavior? Now, you know, this is like, so if I'm looking for directions when I have to walk and drive, or when I travel, I'm using barcodes to scan, and I'm no more printing out, you know, papers. I also probably rely more on, you know, on passwords and identity management, anything more than I can care to admit. So, you know, in fact, I'd say my browser's password management system knows more about my applications and by extension more about, you know, my external well-being, which is health, finances, schedules, than myself, to the point where if I'm asked by some application to enter a password manually, it almost feels unnatural nowadays. It feels very clunky. The application seems dated and I don't have any qualms in having applications store many of my trusted data because applications have evolved so much. So that's one way, like how, you know, our trust in processes, in even in our lifestyle has changed to, you know, incorporate all this AI and digital transformation into our lives. But if that's one way to see how AI and digital transformation is touching my life and changing my habits, I think the other interesting way to view it is how much it has come into myself without me having to modify my behavior. So, for example, my existing habits is generally, you know, to swipe, type, tap. It's all mobile, right? So whatever we've been doing outside of this is now being brought into this world. For example, I'll give you a good example. So I'd be on Twitter or doing something on my social media, and suddenly I'll be switching apps on my mobile phone. I'd be checking my bank balance, because that's something you impulsively do in a panic. And then I reassure myself, and I share a couple of links from the browser to a lot of different feeds. And all the way, I'd probably playing music in the background or on my headphones. It's all very seamless, and this seamless digitization involves a lot of different players if you think about it, right? It's a lot of different industries. So there is like social networks, there's banks, there is tech product companies. All of them are now like seamlessly working together on a mobile and giving us, you know, a user experience which I didn't have to modify at all. Earlier, I had to do a lot of different things if I had to do all these things. So, you know, one thing to realize is that digital transformation is completely intertwined with consumers' expectations and requirements. We spoke a lot about business transformation from the business's side, but one thing I'd say is nobody is outside the circle, even us consumers.
You know, I think it is pretty incredible how far technology has come and how much we rely on things like password management and that seamless digitization that you talked about. So thank you so much for the great insights, Madhu. I've learned a lot from our conversation, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you want to catch other podcasts in this series, please visit www.oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.